Антон Павлович Чехов. Talent. An artist called Егор Савич, who was spending his summer holidays at the house of an officer's widow, was sitting on his bed, given up to the depression of mourning. It was beginning to look like autumn out of doors. Heavy, clumsy clouds covered the sky in thick layers. There was a cold, piercing wind, and with plaintive wail the trees were all bending on one side. He could see the yellow leaves whirling round in the air and on the earth. This melancholy of nature is beautiful and poetical in its own way when it is looked at with the eyes of an artist. But Егор Савич was in no humor to see beauty. He was devoured by boredom, and his only consolation was the thought that by tomorrow he wouldn't be there. The bed, the chairs, the tables, the floor were all heaped up with cushions, crumpled bedclothes, boxes. The floor hadn't been swept, the cotton curtains had been taken down from the windows. Next day, he was moving to town. His landlady, the widow, was out. She had gone off somewhere to hire horses and carts to move next day to town. Profiting by the absence of her severe mama, her daughter Katya, aged 20, had for a long time been sitting in the young man's room. Next day the painter was going away, and she had a great deal to say to him. She kept talking, and yet she felt that she hadn't said a tenth of what she wanted to say. With her eyes full of tears, she gazed at his shaggy head, gazed at it with rapture and sadness. And Егор Савич was shaggy to the hideous extent, so that he looked like a wild animal. His hair hung down to his shoulder blades, his beard grew...